Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good afternoon. This is Lock and Load as we kick off, the post-Black Friday week, as we do. And joining me to kick off this post-Black Friday week is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. How are you doing, sir?
I'm great.
Yeah?
Bill, you were, and I was remembering last time we spoke,
yeah.
You were talking about going to the range to try out some new guns. Tell me what happened.
Well, okay, so they are new, but they weren't new. You know, like I've owned
right.
Glock 17s and 19s and 45s before. They were just new to me, these particular models that I had in my hand. So I was going out there to – I was under the impression I had regained my Glock mojo. And
yes.
This was just a confirmation of that, of me going out there and saying to myself, okay, I've regained my Glock mojo. But I was I'd done some things where there was no turning back. I'd gone out and I'd had Roger Ward cut two slides for me for optics, and I put optics on two of them, and so I went out there to see how I could do.
Now, the great news with an optic is that if you're pulling low left because you don't have enough finger on the trigger, you'll see it.
Right.
Oh. Those little fuzzy dots in front of me were one thing, but with an optic on it, you go, what happened to that dot? Where'd it go?
Yeah.
Is your mojo back?
Yes, my mojo is back. I was quite... I'm going to presume that my mojo never really left. It's just
okay.
With the way I was, getting on the trigger was the problem.
Okay.
Because now that I've made the adjustment on the trigger, I am... Gosh, I'm it's... It's almost childish how happy I am every time I hit center mass with a Glock. I mean, it's just a delight.
Well, hey, let's back up half a step, because there are millions of new gun owners in the U.S.
Right.
If you buy an older pistol, it might not have an adjustable backstrap. What that means is that there are a whole host of newer guns that you can adjust to fit your hand, so that from the web between your thumb and your index finger and where the trigger is, you can adjust that distance so you get the right angle and the right amount of finger on the trigger. And Bill was struggling with that and needed some coaching. Got it. Things are better. One of the things I love doing with a new gun, because typically changing out that backstrap takes seconds. You unload the gun, put it. I like shooting with a gun that's too big and too small, so that when I hit just right, I go, ah, I see what I'm not doing now, and it works so much better.
Yeah, and when do they start? When do they come out with the adjustable backstraps on the Glock? Was it Gen 3 or 4?
I think it was later, and I think, and I'm not, remember when they were up for a military contract who basically forced them to do that?
Yeah. Excuse me. That particular, you know, they came out with the 19X, or the X-ray, as they call it in the military, the 19 X-ray. That is the only Glock that is a double-stack 9mm pistol that has proprietary magazines.
Great.
Did you know that?
I did not.
It has this little lip that comes down in front of the gun. This little, it's slotted. It's like it's slotted, and I guess that's so you can, if you have to reach up there and snatch it out of there, there's two slots on the side of the magazine you can snatch it and pull it out with. But I was just wondering why they did that, because now if you have a 19 X-ray, which is basically the FDE version of the Glock 45, you have to have, you can only use the
proprietary mags.
Proprietary mags, which I don't get that. Thanks. To save my life. I don't understand that at all. I think Sig may have done something similar with the M18 and the M17. I can't remember. But the difference is that the M18 and the M17 will take the P320 mags. It doesn't have a slot. It has slots on the side to snatch it and rip it free. But it doesn't have a lip coming down to where it blocks. You'd have to Dremel down all of your standard Glock mags to get them to fit in there. Which, for Glock, I was sort of looking at that going, you guys don't make mistakes like this. What is this?
And what I wonder if some part of the spec said, yeah, you know, all that civilian legacy, it can't fit with it. It has to be unique. I don't know if that was in the specification because there's several of these exemplars that were submitted to the military that had that feature. The other thing, gosh, are we far afield? People who are printing their own frames.
Right.
It's a new feature. Well, last 5 years, almost all firearms come with a rail forward of the trigger guard so you can easily mount a light.
Right.
Great. Some people have milled, and you brought this came up mine when you said Dremel. People literally cut a groove there to put some place for your support thumb to rest to hold the front of the gun down. And I went, the guys who were printing their own guns would do that on purpose. They'd actually, hey, I'm going to change this and, you know, make it fit my thumb. And I wondered if some of, like Karen does something like that.
He
gives you a shelf out there.
Not a shelf. He does give you a texture.
Okay.
Now there's some guys that are now making something called the accelerator. Have you seen that? It's like a little ledge.
I haven't.
It's a little ledge that mounts on a flashlight. If you mount the flashlight on the rail, it will mount on the flashlight. Now they make them to where they, when they're in the holster, they fold in, and when they call it the wing, and when they I think the company that does that is Antimatter Solutions. And
gotcha.
It's, I guess it's an okay thing. It's to hold the gun down to tame the 9mm recoil.
Well, okay, but there are competitors. I was watching somebody do a bill drill in 1.2 seconds. It's just some of these guys are insanely fast, and the only way you can do that is obviously have an extremely good draw and then tame recoil.
Yeah.
So there are guys from it does count. Do we have time? We'll talk about John Lott's latest.
Well, you have a minute.
Yeah, let's go there. Okay, John is great at never forgetting a question. Back in April, when this leftist, depressed leftist, shot up the bank where he used to work, a bunch of people, and there was rumors of a manifesto, and John wouldn't let it go, finally got a hold of it. And in the guy's notes, in the murderer's notes, he says, yeah, I'm depressed. It was legal for me to get a gun. This way everybody will remember that gun control is because of me. Wow, what a narcissist. They left that one off.
Yep. Yeah, I talked about that guy. And I'm surprised that one got out.
Yes.
But I guess after Audrey Hales leaked out, they were like, hey, I guess it's okay to let this one out now, but
Lott's incredible memory. There are six more like that everywhere from New Zealand to a couple on Louisville. So
is he going to bring those up too? Tell everybody how to find you and tell me the answer on the other side when we get there. How do they find
me? I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, 20 minutes once a week. I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast and on their Polite Society news. That's a couple times. Boy, there's 2 hours that you can't get back. I write the Slow Facts blog, 2,100 articles. Bill and I find something to talk about somehow.
Target-rich environment. It's just a target-rich environment. That's we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Rob Morris. You just brought up this thing with John Lott. Was there more to it, or?
Yeah, let's do more than just tease it.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember, back in 2019, there was a mass murder in New Zealand. He was one of the first that I recall live streaming his attack. And the guy is an environmentalist, a socialist. He hates capitalists and international trade and said, all that's killing the environment, man. So I'm going to kill a lot of people and we'll get more gun control in New Zealand. And that's going to change the world in his mind somehow. Look, I can describe it. I can't really explain it. But we have that old kind of crazy here. In the same year, 2019, a guy in Walmart in El Paso, Texas, walks in and starts shooting things up. He's a racist and says, yeah, there are too many immigrants into the United States. A lot of them have brown skin and they're in Texas, so I'm going to shoot up an El Paso Walmart. Like I said, I just reported. I don't have to justify it.
Right.
There was one in Dayton, Ohio, another gun control advocate who on his Twitter feed, it was Twitter then, he calls himself a leftist and he goes and shoots up Dayton. There was really funny, well, no, it was past tragic, a guy who used to raise funds for Sandy Hook Promise, which was a gun control advocacy group, became a mass murderer. So this is not normal thinking. This is narcissism. Wow.
Indeed.
We don't want to make that ordinary. We want it to stay weird.
Well, it needs to stay weird, but the big thing is that we have let them, you know, everybody gets out there and for the longest time, even me, I've said it, rhetoric doesn't actually cause issues. It doesn't actually cause action. And that's because I live by the old sticks and stones thing where, you know, names have never hurt me. So I don't get moved by rhetoric. Except on the left, I've been asking the question for quite some time, if they really believe that we're Nazis and we're racists and we're, you know, that we're killing people and all this other stuff, then inevitably at some point they are going to take action if they really believe that we are this type of person. And, you know, the most famous example was Alexandria, Virginia, the Republicans practicing their softball skills when James Hodgkinson showed up with his SKS and he was a Bernie bro. And, you know, Bernie Sanders has been out there saying, and everybody got out there and said, well, Bernie, what you said didn't actually cause that to happen because, you know, but
if a Republican had said it, they would have claimed them.
Absolutely. But I mean, that's because the Republicans always play the Democratic game of, well, we don't blame you and you blame us. And that's fine. And they did that, but it does lead to these things. Right now, all of these transgender people, they think there's a transgender genocide going on. Right now, all of these pro-gun control people think there's a gun violence epidemic going on. And it's because they have been, you know, all of these special interests have been aided and abetted by a very complicit media. And they all believe what they see on the magic box. There's no critical thinking going on. So off they go.
Thank goodness for you and GCN. Because what was Paul Harvey? Here's the rest of the story.
Yeah.
So, no. And what you implied, I want to make it explicit. You need to demonize your enemy so that you can be violent first.
Sure.
That's what they're trying to do to us. We talked, by the way, I owe you credit for an article I wrote.
Again?
Again, right. You and I talked about, what was it? Some different polls that came out that showed there were more gun owners.
Yeah.
And that got me digging. And those, when you read all the way through some of those polls cover everything from, you know, what groceries did you buy to, what do you think of Santa Claus? But there were some interesting politics buried in them.
Yeah.
I want to run this by you. Our society's changing. That change caused a lot of us to buy firearms because we saw that crime rose with COVID. We saw that criminals either were let out on COVID or a lot of blue states changed their laws so they no longer prosecute criminals. And a lot of us look to try and move to a better place to live.
Sure.
We also said We need a gun. And that last part was new. I hadn't seen that in a poll. It was like 62% of us now said, yeah, if the world's so crazy, I'm safer if I have a gun. That the pollsters would ask that, I thought was amazing. And I guess it makes sense when 14 million of us buy a gun in 2020 and 2021. We think the world really has changed. But as you dig down in that poll, I don't think it has. Because when they asked gun owners and non-gun owners about their political affiliation, even about gun control issues.
Right.
No, I don't think new gun owners are going to vote any differently than they had before.
No, I don't think so either, because they are, they're still of whatever political mindset they were. They see the police are not there to call. So I guess they make that rationalization. But I also think that is a gateway, like in California, right? In California, when all those people wanted to go buy their guns and pick them up right now, and they found out they had to wait 10 days, and, you know,
right.
they were saying, hey, listen, I think the gun stores were saying, did you support Prop, whatever it was? And they said, yes. And he said, well, this is how it works out.
Right.
So they've been told that it's easier, it's harder to buy a stalk of celery than it is to buy a gun. And they found out that's not exactly the case. So I wonder how, and the other thing is that what's going on within the left as far as the Jewish people are concerned?
Right.
A lot of people are opening their eyes to a lot of things going, are we the villains? So I don't know how that's going to work out. I think there's a lot of voting blocks they've been counting on, like Hispanic and Black. They're going to start looking the Republicans' way. And it'll be completely undeserved, because the Republicans don't do anything to deserve any such boon to their voting rights. But that's all beside the point. Tell everybody how to find you right quick.
Right quick, I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. I write the Slow Facts blog. 2,100 articles are waiting for you there. Bill, it's been fun. We've got more to talk about.
Yeah, I've got another problem, another pistol problem that I'm going to tell you about. It's a good pistol problem to have. Completely unexpected, but that has reared up, and it's about to change a certain dynamic there and everything else. And Rob, of course, he does two podcasts, and he writes all week long. There's just no way you can't find him somewhere out there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. Hamas has released two additional Israeli hostages concurrent with an agreement between Israel and the Palestinian militant group to prolong their temporary ceasefire for another day. The Israeli Defense Forces have stated that more hostages are expected to be freed later today. A New York appeals court has reimposed a gag order on former President Donald Trump and his civil fraud trial. Trump and his legal team are once again restricted from making public statements about the courtroom staff involved in the ongoing $250 million trial. Elon Musk harshly criticized advertisers withdrawing from X at the New York Times Dealbook Summit, suggesting they engage in a specific action using an expletive.
If someone's going to try to blackmail me with advertising, blackmail me with money, go... yourself.
Despite this, he apologized for his recent endorsement of an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Rob Morse. When I went out to the range the other day, Rob, I took three pistols. I took 17, 45, and a 19. Now,
okay.
My intention with the 19 was just to put some night sight, low profile sights on it, and that was it. Maybe change the trigger later on down the road. But as it was, I was just going to leave it as it is. And this was going to be the gun I carried when it made better sense to carry a gun without a flashlight, without an optic, and just some, you know.
Lower profile.
So I made a video about that and put it out on YouTube, which I had to put it up there twice. That's a story in and of itself. I was using a music company called Licked to buy royalty, not royalty free, but get licensed to regular music.
Right.
And it was pretty good, and I used a Linkin Park track in that video, and I used a Hot Chocolate track in that video from the 70s. And they would not clear it and let the video be monetized, because YouTube always sees that as a copyright, so I have to get them to clear it. And they came out and said, it's because you have guns. And I was like, guns are legal in the United States, and they're out of the UK. They're like, but globally, they're not. So you can't use it, because our artists are against guns. And I was just thinking, Hot Chocolate's against guns? I don't even think Hot Chocolate exists in their original form anymore. And as far as Linkin Park, I mean, you know, Chester Bennington killed himself. I mean, I don't even know if they exist in their old form. So having said
it's
all
the managers.
That, yeah. Yeah. So I had to pull it down and then re-edit it and re-upload it with royalty-free music. But I threw it out there, and I got contacted by something called Vantage Point Armory. And heretofore, they've been making these archery stuff. And they've decided to go out into the gun world. And what they've done is they have made a compensator that goes onto a Glock 19. But you don't attach it to the Glock 19. You attach it to a Surefire X300U. It has the...
So it reaches up under, around from the bottom.
Right.
That rail we were talking about earlier.
The accessory rail, yes, sir. So they're sending that, and that means I have to put a flashlight on it, which will effectively... It won't be quite as long as a Glock 17, but it will be longer. So yep. Now that I'm going to be having a copped gun with a big honking flashlight on it, the biggest flashlight I own, but it will be portable. Now I'm like, well, should I just go ahead and break down and put an optic on it? Because that whole low-profile thing is gone. It's blown away.
Yeah.
Blown away. I'll end up having to... I have a Glock 43, which I use for if I'm filming and moving around a lot, and I have to... some of these bigger guns are just... They just press in certain ways and everything else, but... I was so happy being settled and saying, I don't need any more guns. I found where I need to be. I found my place. And then I get an email from this dude.
I would say don't put the optic on it. Go carry it. And if you go, you know, it's great, but for what it is, the ability to carry it comfortably more places isn't worth the comp. I don't know that that'll be true, but that's the experiment you can conduct and well, let us know what's fine.
So you just got a next belt, right? You got a next gun. Next.
I did.
And so I tried that the other day, and I'd ordered some holsters from a company called We the People for these guns. So I got their inside the waistband holster for the Glock 45 with a flashlight and with an optic, and I stuck it on there with my next belt, and I carried it all day Thanksgiving. To include, I was with my grandchildren all day, and then I took them to a light show, a Christmas light show, where they had a petting zoo, and I had to walk all around all that, and I wore that for like 12 hours that way. And I can carry a gun with a flashlight and an optic on it all day long if I have the right holster and the right belt.
Inside the waistband.
The waistband and the right belt. So, you know, I have discovered, between the weight loss... And the trigger readdress and just getting out there and making some doing some critical thoughts about which belt, which holster, which way, which how, and I found it. And so I don't think it'll be. I think if I were to order a inside the waistband for the Surefire X300 for a Glock 17, I think their inside the waistband holster would work.
Interesting. But, by the way, is Super Dave almost all outside the waistband?
Exclusively. Now, sometimes he's off-body. But, he designed this very... His holster, he calls it the S-Dave rig, and his holster and magazine carriers. If you get an S-Dave rig, you're getting a holster and 7 magazine carriers.
Wow.
Because he carries 7 magazines when he is in his full-blown setup. And the holster itself is slightly offset and dropped, but real close, right? And when you look at the holster, you look at it, and your first thought would be, oh, some kid did this in school. Because it's a piece of Kydex that got heated up and is folded around to make a loop for the belt, and it's folded around to make the holster, and it's got a tension screw. So it's about as simple a holster as you're going to find. But the beauty of it is it has enough retention and it hangs at just the right height. The one thing about the We the People holsters are they ride really high.
Yeah.
So when you're clearing a cover garment, you basically got to show all the way up to your chest to get that cover garment out of the way to get the gun free and everything else. Dave's rig sits a little lower.
Yeah,
it's almost like a drop leg to a degree that it's offset and goes down a little bit.
Right.
It's a genius design.
And what he's trading and what makes perfect sense, just like you know, we said, look, is this too big to carry to gain the follow-up shots offered by a compensator?
Right.
And Dave's going, look, it's a little harder to conceal, but it's not poking me in the waist. You know, it's down lower on my hip, actually closer to the hip joint. And when I go to grab it, it's right there. I don't have to, I have to wear a longer cover garment, but I don't have to move that garment as far to clear the gun.
Right.
There are lots of beautiful trades. This is the time to learn about concealed carry because, you know, before it was kind of, well, it's always been hidden. We have fashion shows about concealed carry now.
I know.
That's so cool.
Well, they do for women. I don't ever see any. Do guys? Well, I mean, John Adine modeled a holster at one of those, didn't he?
I was in one of those.
Okay. So men do. Okay. So for me, as far as I'm concerned, if I can carry outside the waistband, I'm going to.
Okay.
I'm going to. But, I mean, inside the waistband is not impossible with the right belt. I even tried another belt that have you ever heard of a groove belt, the groove line belt?
No.
I can't remember who makes it, but I could tell you. It has a magnetic fastener, right? So it's not a ratchet system. You just adjust it and get it right. But the thing is, it gives. It has some stretch to it. So for inside the waistband carry, it is stupendous. I can do it with the next belt. But with the next belt, like when I sit down, I have to ratchet it out a little bit to just be comfortable.
Right.
And then I can, when I stand up, I ratchet it back in. With this, it just gives.
Is it called Groove Life?
Groove Life. That's it. Yeah.
Yep. Just found it.
You should check that one out, too. I mean, they sell those. Wherever they have the next belt, they probably have the Groove Life. I saw those at some gun shop the other day. Before we go to the next break, tell everybody how to find you once again.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. Little snack food of a podcast, 20 minutes that fit in your pocket. I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. That's an ensemble. We run an hour and a half. I write the Slow Facts blog, 2,100 articles waiting for you. My writing is picked up at Clash Daily and at Ops Lens. Keeps Bill and I busy once a week.
Once a week. When we get back, I got a series of questions I'm going to ask Rob, just to get his thoughts on it, although it won't make much of a difference because I've just committed so much money to the materials. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story, and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
This is Lock and Load, talking to Rob Morrison. I've been, thankfully, I get to bounce some things off of him. Rob and I have trained twice together. It's at the same class at the same time. And you know what I'm trying to do. You already have accomplished it, but I'm still working towards it. What do you think about flashlights mounted on guns?
I think they are, just like optics, they are the coming thing.
Yeah.
That's saying 4 years ago they were the coming thing. They're pretty common now, but again, do you need all that kit because you're going to carry it all the time?
Right.
The issue with law enforcement, of course. By the way, flashlights are now so bright that you can shine it on the ground and the reflection is going to illuminate people. You're not literally pointing the gun at them in order to see them.
Right.
It's just a matter of how much kit you want to carry.
Well, here, and that's an excellent point. See, I see these guys that do this everyday carry where they've got a folder, a folding knife. They've got a separate flashlight. They've got a trauma kit. They have a roll of duct tape wrapped around a cigarette lighter. They've got enough stuff on them to where they don't need a bug out bag.
Right.
And I myself don't necessarily want to carry that much stuff. And when I was looking at the flashlight part of it, the knife part of it, I get, I understand. The flashlight part of it, there's a couple of flashlights out there now that, like, you can have them hooked to your keychain, and you pull it free, and it turns on. And it's a little itty-bitty light, and if you need a light, that's a good secondary light to have. But if you need a serious flashlight, I've just been thinking, why not have it on my gun? Now, remember when we took the red dot class, remember how Steve was saying, I don't like to put lights on my guns, even though every gun he shot that particular class had a light on it.
Had a light on it.
And his reasoning was he didn't like to point a gun at somebody when he was trying to shine a light on them. Okay.
Which I think is
valid.
I think that's a training issue. It's a point, right?
It's a point. But to that end, I do this segment with Lee Williams called Think, Aim, Fire.
Right.
We bring in a guy named Bob Keller. And Bob is a product developer and a he's with Staccato. He's part of Team Staccato, but he's also a former Spec Ops guy.
Yeah,
Tier One. And I simply asked him, "Well, what do you think about just carrying your flashlight separate?" And he said, "Well, that depends. Do you train to shoot one handed?" And I thought about that. I'd never thought about it that way. So I got a separate flashlight because I don't want to point a gun at somebody. But if I bring a gun up, if I'm in a gunfight and I have to illuminate them, do I want to be shooting one-handed or two-handed? Which I know the answer to that one. I want to be shooting two-handed.
Yes.
You know, so.
And the old FBI crossed wrist technique was what I grew up learning and what I default to too often.
Yeah.
So I get it. Yeah. Let me add the other side, though.
Yeah.
Having that light is great because most criminal assaults happen at night. Got it. It's a good idea right up until you say, this thing is just too heavy for me to carry, in which case you lose the advantage of the flashlight because it's with your gun back there.
Right.
So that's the trade-off. As long as you're willing to carry it, by all means.
Yeah, that's why I tried the... So yesterday I tried... Thanksgiving Day, I tried the inside the waistband holster.
Right.
Yesterday, when we went out, I used the outside the waistband holster for the Glock 17 with a Streamlight TLR-1 on it.
Wow.
And this was a paddle holster as well. But it was it was designed close enough to where my shirt covered it. So I wore it all day long. No issues. Because I had the right belt.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, I have no excuse for not making these discoveries years and years and years and years ago. I should have already been there when I called you that first time. Hey, Rob Morris, I've heard of your podcast. Did you come on my show? You know, I should have already been there, but I was not. And to that degree, I'm glad I'm here now. But by the same
right.
token, I
well,
just... Yes, sir.
Okay, so there are millions and millions of guys in your shoes. Sing it, Bill, all the way back here in the back row. Because concealed is concealed. If you didn't grow up in the golden gun culture, and lots of people who are now gun owners are not from the old gun culture, you don't know. You got to hear Bill talk about it and go, why didn't I figure this out? You saying that just it put the guys that make bad holsters and bad belts back behind 5 years. Good. We want to leave them in the junk drawer because there are better things out there.
Well, the good thing is nowadays there's like when you go to I cannot find that old Blackhawk holster that had the button that you pushed on the side unless you go I don't
right.
know who sells those anymore. And
right.
all of these places that have any kind of belt, they have the Next belt, they have Core Essentials belts, and they have other belts that work, and so the belts for the most part, most of what's available out there today works. And most of the handguns, I mean, straight up from the Taurus G3C, that's a little itty bitty handgun that costs $240. It has it's a striker fire, but it has second strike capability with the trigger. Thing runs like a clock. And everything up from that. I mean, when you get into the Glock range, the Sig range, you're with Smith & Wesson M&P now. When you get into that range, all of those guns now have been the Smith & Wesson M&P, the first one that came out, it was abysmal. But the 2.0, that, I mean, the reason ATEI exists is because of the original Smith & Wesson, because Doug was the only one who could put a decent trigger on one.
Interesting.
Yeah, so. All that being said.
I knew they did a lot of work. Well, isn't it? And what Lock and Load's been around for now, nearly a decade, and there's a need. Thank goodness you're there because someone has to talk about these issues. What's interesting is, oh, I'm a brand new gun owner. There are podcasts for that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm trying about learning about the law of self-defense. Strange usage. Jay, Andrew Branca has a podcast, The Law of Self-Defense. This lifestyle is so large.
Yeah.
How do I travel with my gun? What are the laws here? We're still trying to play catch up to the culture that's changing around us.
Right. Well, I guess all I could say is I've been making the mistakes so you don't have to.
That's right.
I've been behind the learning curve so you don't have to be.
Right.
And it's been an interesting. I mean, all of that has been interesting, and everything else is good to finally get to some point where I can sit back and say, "Okay, I have confidence now."
Right.
Although I am waiting now. If they ever get out there with the FCU on the Sig P320, and get out there, and Sig comes out and says, "We know that the Sig FCUs have not been uniform, and they've all been bad for various reasons and everything. We've gotten out in front of it. We are now going to do this. Anybody with an FCU that has an older one that was made after this, please send them in. We're going to fix them or replace them at our cost." If they would do that, I'm a SIG guy. But until that day comes, I'm a Glock guy. And the only reason I say that is because with the SIG, the frame of the SIG, the grip angle of the SIG, the way it's balanced and everything, I can draw a smiley face on a target with one of those things.
Yeah.
But until that time, I will train to draw a smiley face with the Glock. I will get there.
There you go.
Because I have confidence in it now. So anyway. Rob's just been sitting here all these years just humoring me. And, you know, how many times have I said, Rob, I have a new carry gun?
That's what they're going to put on the bottom of your tombstone.
Yeah.
Finally mastered it.
He finally settled on a gun 23 hours ago. Yeah, that's probably true. That's probably true. Tell everybody how to find you right quick, please, sir.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. I write the Slow Facts blog. 2,100 articles are waiting for you there. My writing is picked up at Clash Daily and at OpsLens.
And you basically could claim that you have a third podcast because you get to come here and panel.
Sure do.
Panel with me for how long are the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast?
I'm on eight years now.
Well, I mean, how many minutes in length?
Oh, I try and stay around 20. I got 120 hours out.
And you do that twice a week?
Once a week.
Once a week. So basically, this is your third podcast right here. This is your third podcast.
Thank you, Bill.
I'll start putting in the show notes. Lock and Load with Rob Morse is my guest, or Rob Morse's third podcast. Coming up next is going to be Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
My pleasure, Bill.
Yes, sir. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.